Then you just had a regular, a needle that we vaccinated them with. Mm-hmm. We had that.
So you're saying you had scissors to clip their ears?
Yeah, they're great big humongous things.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course they castrated them, you know. Mm-hmm. And that just took a pocket knife. Every ranch person had a pocket knife and they just cut their testicles and take them out and feed them to the hounds.
Oh my gosh.
The dogs. We always had hound dogs, hunting dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, a sheep rancher would want to get the wool off his sheep, so he'd use
shears.
Mm-hmm. And you pound a nail in with a
hammer.
Mm-hmm. And you would drive around town in your
pickup. That's what we're talking about there.
Mm-hmm. If I say trucks to you, does that generally connote a pickup? Does that mean pickup to you?
Ranchers always call them usually a pickup. If you have a lot of them have bigger ones now, they call them their 2-ton or their something else. But the mm-hmm. pickup generally is what they use every day on the ranch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about something smaller to drive around town in?
That ranchers would use?
No, like just a four-door vehicle. What'd you call it?
Sedan.
Mm-hmm.
Car.
Okay.
Mines.
Now on the ranch, you probably had some guns. What kind of guns did you have?
Lots of guns. We still do. Well, you had a .22, and then you had a deer gun, which is there are three or four of them now. Usually it was just a long range, when I was growing up, long range rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hand gun to kill rabbits or snakes or skunks that got after the chickens. That's about it when I was growing up.
Hmm. What kind of predators went after the chickens? Skunks I hadn't heard before.
Oh, really?
Really?
They love the eggs.
Oh, the eggs. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then, of course, coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention them. They like chickens. Yeah, my mom always had chickens.
Do you have problems with hawks, too?
Not that much.
Hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the chickens were usually, you know, around the house, and the hawks would not be too bold to come right into the yard.
Where'd you keep the chickens?
Oh, we had chicken coops, very sophisticated ones. And the ones that we were going to eat, my mother had a wire floor.
Mm-hmm.
And those never put their feet on the ground. They were very clean. Fryers and hens. And then we had a lot of deer meat. And my grandparents, of course, in that first picture, they had always had hound dogs to kill a bear. We had a lot of bear and
you
mountain lions.
Bears out there?
Oh, listen, I'm talking about the 1800s. Not when I was little. But we had a lot of mountain lions. In the years that I guess I took charge of one of the ranches like 29 years ago. My mm-hmm. parents had three ranches, and there were three of us girls, so we each inherited one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in charge of mine, we had a lot of mountain lions because the nature lovers and the parks don't want, you know, they're bringing back wolves and lions.
Mm-hmm.
And those lions meant that you lost a lot of livestock, so we trapped them or mm-hmm. shot them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had a big, humongous one on my ranch on my living room wall, and I brought it with me when I sold it, and I have it in my cabin in Rio Doso, simply because it's a memento of the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're, you know, they...